Welcome to Guy in a Tie. Bienvenidos con el chico con la corbata.
Guy in a Tie. Free and independent music.
Yeah, we need some tuna shrills.
Presets. Use the presets.
Oh, come on, dude. Your whole life is preset. Try something new.
Guy in a Tie. Free and independent.
The future will not be televised.
Okay, let's all be good little automaton droids and believe everything we hear on TV.
The future will not be broadcast.
You're only squawking about something. You got more static than the radio.
The future is in your earbuds.
Shh. Do you hear that? It's the winds of change.
Welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode number 80. Are you standing in line for that new iPhone? I'm not. I'm standing in line for an iPig. Hey, welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode number 80. Thanks a lot for checking out the podcast, and I'm at 80, the big 80. Man, it seems like, you know, in December I was at number 55. My Santa Claus is freaking me out special, and here I am at number 80. Man, time just flies. Well, I'm not standing in line for that new iPhone. First of all, $500 for like a 3-4 gig phone. I'm just gonna wait and let them figure out all the kinks, and then I might think about buying one. But for now, I'm definitely going to buy an iPig. More on that later. Well, today I have the iPig, I have Ratatouille, and Kelly Clarkson should be in the Ozzy Fest. Yeah, I bought tickets for the Ozzy Fest. I'm not about to spend $80 for Kelly Clarkson, but I'll spend the money for an Ozzy Fest where I can see a bunch of bands. But more on that later. Today's podcast is all about the music. I have 5 tracks that I just love. I've been listening to them all week as I've been doing housework. Basically, I've been doing drywalling, painting, insulation, just fixing up my house and getting school off my mind. And is it good? I mean, I really can't remember anything about the year. It's just like that. I press delete, and it's great. Oh. Yeah, I press delete. When I say I press delete on the stress and all the things that are going on with school, and I'm just thinking about the music. This is like definitely a peel of paint off the wall podcast. I got 5 awesome tracks, and the first track I'm going to play is by Panama. They are off the record label Intravenous Records, and I really like this label because they released, you know, some really outstanding tracks that I'm going to play today. Well, the first one is Panama, and they are out of Hollywood, California, and they're off like, they're kind of like Good Charlotte and Anti-Flag. I really like this band a lot, and the track I'm going to play is Wake Up, and the band is 5 guys. I think it's 5 guys. It might be 4 guys and a girl. I can't tell the one guy's hair in the center, but they have these awesome hooks and melodies and deeper lyrics, and they're kind of today's emo rock style, which I definitely like, with the urgency of the indie dance beat. So I think it's going to be the next wave of mainstream rock and roll. This is Panama with a track called Wake Up. Hope you guys dig it.
Forget that we are slowly sinking. Set your independent music.
Okay, that was Panama. They're from Riverside, California. And if you like that track, go check out the show notes, which is definitely the hardest part of doing these podcasts, are the show notes. You know, making all the links, typing in everything. So just go check it out. And that's off their EP, This Is Who We Are, Panama. And I did look at their website. It's five guys. That one guy, I couldn't tell from his hair. It's like all, like, I don't know, it's really long. Looks like a girl's hair. But it's pretty damn cool. Hope he's not listening. He's not offended. I don't know which guy that is. But anyways, that was Panama, This Is Who We Are, with a track called Wake Up. Well, next up is a band called, I don't know, what are they called? They're called Permanent Me, but they used to be called Yes Virginia. Anyways, they're a band out of New York, Belmore, and it gives me a little bit of confusion about what their name is, but they've changed their name. They're barely out of their teens. They're four talented guys. They have a kick, emo, alternative sound, which I really, really like, and they've had a bunch of albums out. And the track I picked today for today's Guy in a Tie podcast is Allison. It jams, it rocks, you know, they played a lot of stuff during their high school years, and here they are, out on the road, putting out their first Permanent Me CD. This is called, it's called Allison, off Surrender Records. Thanks a lot, Surrender Records, for letting me play this. Here we go with Allison.
You're listening too close with a knife in your back. You're on the attack. Did I hurt you that bad? You're sweating me, girl, and it's not even subtle. Oh, I am in trouble. What to do now in my world? And oh, my dear Allison, you're running in platform shoes.
That was Permanent Me with a track called Allison. And they're on tour right now with, it's called the Human Circus Tour. They're on tour with some bands I've played on Guy and Tie over the course of this year. Valencia, Self Against the City, and Forever the Sickest Kids. They're coming to Warren, Michigan. I really like that band, Permanent Me. And actually talking about, you know, tours and ticket prices and Kelly Clarkson and this next band called Lacuna Coil that I'm going to play. It's my encore track. Lacuna Coil, they're coming to Ozzy Fest. And Ozzy Fest and Rolling Stones and a couple other big headliner bands, Ozzy, what they've done is they've allowed free passes to their concerts. And they've made all their money on their merchandise. So you go, you know, buy a t-shirt, you buy a poster or something like that, you know, have a drink or something. Kelly Clarkson, she canceled her tour. Actually, she dropped her manager for, you know, a bunch of other reasons, but she just doesn't get it that people don't have $80 to buy a ticket for one person. But they're more than happy to go to a concert like the Ozzy Fest and get in and buy a ton of, you know, merchandise and, you know, put your money there and see all these different bands. I like what a lot of people are doing now. Again, Ozzy, you know, Ozzy Osbourne, this is what he's done with Ozzy Fest. You go to it. It's in Detroit at the, you know, the Detroit DTE Energy, the old Pine Knob Theater. You can get in, you go watch all these bands, and definitely Lacuna Coil, this next band I'm going to play, one of my favorite bands. I've played them, you know, a bunch of times. Kelly Clarkson, all these other people, you got to get with it and just drop your ticket prices, because $80 is just, you know, I can't afford it. $80, that's my week's groceries for my family. So I can't imagine a parent putting out that money for 4 or 5 kids just to go to see Kelly Clarkson. Buy the CD and be happy with that. All right, well, next up is Lacuna Coil. I love this band. They're out of Italy. They're a heavy metal band out of Italy. And I hope you like them as much as I do. This is Lacuna Coil with Closer. Okay, that was Lacuna Coil with a track called Closure. I love that band so much. They are just my favorite heavy metal band, and they are on the Ozzy Fest. So when you guys go to it, if you do, you're going to see that band. They're awesome. Oh, I'm just so psyched about that. I think I'm just going to change my little plan, my lesson plan for today's Gynetide podcast. I'm going to play Heaven's a Lie, another Lacuna Coil track. So here's Heaven's a Lie. I'm just so geeked. I love this. It's summertime. It's Lacuna Coil. Hope you guys enjoy it. Heaven's a lie. Heaven is a lie. Really? Okay. So I'm back on track. That was Heaven's a Lie by Lacuna Coil. They're out of Italy. They're definitely my favorite. And I have a link on the website. And seriously, if you buy one of their CDs, you can take your pick. They're all really good. So you're bound to get, you know, 10 to 12 tracks that you'll just love. And it's just one of those kick tracks, kick CDs. You'll love it. So that was Lacuna Coil. All right, I'm back on track. And I got the Free Press in front of me, Detroit Free Press. And I was reading this, and it gave me the idea because of all this hype about the iPhone. Well, one day before, I'm reading from the Detroit Free Press. One day before Apple's highly anticipated iPhone takes the world by storm, the St. Paul, Minnesota Saints are hoping their version brings home the bacon. This minor league baseball team planned to introduce the iPig before Thursday night's game. So I'm, you know, doing this Thursday night, so they're probably doing it right now, against the Lincoln Salt Dogs. The Saints, who employ a pig mascot that carries baseballs to umpires during the games, say they have developed a live pig that, quote, executes all the functions of the new iPhone, unquote, and turns the animal into an all-purpose technological marvel. This is only partly a joke. The Saints baseball team plans to sell an actual pig with speakers mounted on its side, a pouch to hold an iPod shuffle, and a cell phone for $299, or roughly half the retail price of the new iPhone. So watch out, Apple. iPig is on its way to the market too. I thought that was pretty darn cool. All right, well, next up, what is up next? I have no idea, man. I'm just so playing the Lacuna Coil twice. Oh, next up is Hold On by Arthur Kill. All right, this is a crunch band, East Coast crunch band. And if you know the sound, you'll hear this real distinct East Coast band. You know, they're kind of hard, they're kind of tough, they're kind of rough. But this band, Arthur Kill, they have the tough, rough, definitely the crunch sound. But then at the end, they have the pretty emotional side. So this is a bunch of cousins. This is Arthur Kill. They're all friends. They're all family. I like this track. It's called Hold On, off their CD, Addiction.
Yeah. for the moment and gladly disappear.
So I told you that pretty cool emotional side to them at the end. So all their tracks are kind of like that. I really like that band. And there's a link on the Guy and Tie website, so you can go check them out if you're interested in Arthur Kill. They have another track I really like. It's The Yellow Brick Road. And it's nothing about following the Yellow Brick Road, Wizard of Oz, but it is a great CD. Maybe I'll play that next week. Well, that was Arthur Kill out of the East Coast. All right, next up is a band. All right, Think the Monkees. Think kind of like the Rolling Stones, think the Beatles, but just think in my mind, I just keep going to like the 70s Beatles, 70s the Monkees sort of sound. They're hilarious. They're just funny. All right, this is called The Pacific, and it's their EP out of, you know, they're out of Hollywood, California. It's called Sound Times 3 off their EP. Anyways, I like this band, The Pacific, and I probably should never play this on Guy in a Tie, but you know, it's summertime, and I definitely wouldn't play this during the school year, but because it's a little risque, but it's called Got It Made, Burn LA, off their EP Sound. This is The Pacific. Hope you guys dig it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it for me today of Guy in a Tie Podcast. I definitely want to play all these tracks. I want to play in 6 tracks. Not a lot of chit-chat, but a lot of tracks. 6 tracks. Definitely rock and roll, alternative, peel the paint off the wall. Nothing was slow in today's Guy in a Tie. Except for me, maybe. But so, Ratatouille's out. I think it's out. And I have the Free Press in front of me. I have the Ann Arbor News in front of me. And they all say it's very sophisticated. It's complicated. It's for adults. That's why I like it. I like stuff like this. So I'm going to go see Remy and Linguini in Ratatouille. I hope you guys do too. And send me an email or post to the blog if you guys liked Remy and Linguini in Ratatouille. So this is Guy in a Tie. I don't really know what to say except that I hope you guys are enjoying your summer. And I took a little break from school's in session, from putting out some movies, you know, Clicker Challenge and all that stuff. I really wasn't motivated to do it. I just wanted to play some music. So let me know what you guys think about Guy in a Tie today. The music, not me. You already had enough of me this whole school year. So enjoy your summer. Chill, relax, just vegetate, and enjoy Guy in a Tie. So, this is Guy in a Tie. Do your homework. See ya.